the government actually uses taxes to discourage certain types of behavior in society, right? We have to pay a tax on drinking alcohol, on smoking, but subsidizing the cost of diesel is actually doing the opposite. It's incentivizing the use, and that's why we've included it as a subsidy.
One for mum, one for dad, and one for the country.
And there has never been a more exciting time to be an Australian.
Budgets are about choices, Fran, and you show what you value through the choices you make.
Dead, buried, cremated.
This is coal. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared.
The treasurer.
Australia's basically done for. We'll just end up being a third-rate economy. You know, a banana republic.
How good is Australia?
Just follow the money.
G'day, and welcome to Follow the Money, the Australia Institute's podcast demystifying the big economic issues in Australia and putting them in plain English. I'm Ebony Bennett, Deputy Director at the Australia Institute, and today we're going to be talking all about the taxpayers' money that goes towards subsidising the fossil fuel industry in Australia. And let me tell you, the total amount may shock you.
An Australia Institute report says Australia has already spent $10.3 billion of taxpayers' money on fossil fuel subsidies.
The Australia Institute shows that over $10 billion in government subsidies were given to coal, oil and gas companies and other major users of fossil fuels.
More that we are still subsidising fossil fuels directly or indirectly using taxpayer money is a disgrace.
Not with my tax dollars. You want to pollute? You want to hurt the wildlife? You want to destroy our planet? Do it on your company's own dime.
Unlike previous administrations, I don't think the federal government should give handouts to big oil to the tune of $40 billion in fossil fuel subsidies. And I'm going to be going to the Congress asking them to eliminate those subsidies.
Recently, as part of US President Joe Biden's tax plan, US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen released details of a scheme that will replace subsidies for fossil fuel companies in the US with incentives for production of clean energy. And lots of other countries around the world are also moving to eliminate fossil fuel subsidies altogether. But not Australia.
Our journey to net zero is being led by world-class pioneering Australian companies like Fortescue, led by Dr. Andrew Forrest, Visy, BHP, Rio Tinto, AGL, and so many more of all sizes.
So the Australia Institute has taken a look at just how much Australia spends on fossil fuel subsidies, and frankly, the answers aren't pretty. So today I'm talking to co-authors of the Australia Institute's most recent report, research economist Eliza Littleton and graduate researcher Alia Armistead. G'day, Alia and Eliza. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So firstly, Alia, give me the overall big picture summary here. Just how much does Australia spend subsidising the coal, oil and gas industries every year?
In the last financial year, last year from 2020 to 2021, the total figure was $10.3 billion, which is a pretty big sum. That totals out to about almost $20,000 per minute for the year.
Per minute, yep. Every day.
Every minute of the year.
Wow, that's a huge figure. And how does that compare to what Australia spends on other sectors and services?
It's up there for sure. So in the same year, we spent $8.9 billion on childcare and we spent $9 billion on public schools. So fossil fuel subsidies is actually more than we spent last year on childcare or public schools.
Wow. And when we say we should be clear that you mean the Commonwealth government there. It's more than the Commonwealth government spends on childcare or public schools.
That's right.
Or I think I remember from the press release, that's more than we spend on the army every year.
That's right. Just one budget item actually is more than we spend on the army.
Yeah, wow. That's quite something. So Eliza, we've been talking about how much the rest of the world is kind of moving to eliminate fossil fuel subsidies, but prior to this report, there really wasn't a huge amount of information around or the attempts to kind of calculate how much they're worth. So tell me a bit about how you and Alia went about arriving at this $10 billion figure.
Yeah, so there haven't been very many attempts to try and calculate how much Australian government subsidise the fossil fuel sector. A couple come to mind. So the IMF have done it in 2015. They calculated that the Australian government was subsidising the fossil fuel industry to the tune of $29 billion.
Wow.
And they included in their definition the cost of some of the externalities of this industry. So it really comes down to how you define a subsidy. And we chose to define a subsidy as a transaction where the government allocates scarce resources, mostly money, but sometimes infrastructure and land, to assist the fossil fuel industry. And the way we went about trying to calculate these subsidies is that we systematically went through all the state, territory, and federal government budget papers. So we looked through the budget papers of 2020 to 21, so that budget year. That's the most recent budget year. And we also used the Treasury's tax benchmark and variation statement to look at tax concessions, and we included that in our analysis as well.
So basically a lot of going through budget papers and scanning every line item to find all the scary details.
Yeah, exactly, which doesn't sound fun, but it was actually great and it was incredibly revealing.
Yeah.
Once we found a budget item, what we did was we classified it as wholly, primarily, or partly dedicated to the fossil fuel industry. And then we also looked at which sectors were benefiting the most, whether it was coal, gas, oil, or a combination of these sectors.
So basically, you've been going through heaps and heaps of budget papers with a fine-tooth comb, and you've come up with this $10 billion figure. I think the primary or the bulk of that money comes from a fuel tax credit. Alia, can you tell me a little bit about that?
It's a tax rebate, effectively. And in the last financial year, the federal government spent $7.84 billion on the fuel tax credit rebate. And that is the largest budget item that we have recorded for this report. It's also the 18th biggest item in the federal budget papers of that year.
Wow, it's one of the biggest budget items in the whole budget.
Yes, it is. Basically. So the budget lists the top 20 biggest items, and the fuel tax credit comes in at number 18, which is actually more than we spent on the Australian Army. That's number 19 at $7.82 billion, and more than the Royal Air Force, which is the 20th at $7.6 billion.
Wow. So it's pretty huge. And Eliza, can you tell me, why is the fuel tax credit considered a subsidy?
Yeah, so proponents of the fuel tax credit often argue that it's not a subsidy.
The report itself made a lot of claims which very clearly weren't subsidies. And when it comes to the diesel fuel rebate, if they're seriously suggesting that fixed and stationary diesel engines shouldn't be entitled to a rebate on what is effectively a tax on road use, well, I just think that's a nonsense.
But we have included it as a subsidy, and it absolutely is one, for two main reasons. Firstly, because fuel taxes are not actually linked to road funding.
Yeah.
And they haven't been since the 50s. It's not a hypothecated tax measure.
So where does it go?
It goes into a general pool of funding, and then that gets spent on, you know, potentially health or education or anything, any number of things. That's the point. It doesn't specifically go into roads. And the other reason we included it as a subsidy is because this tax break incentivizes the use of fossil fuels. So it is assisting with the price of consuming fossil fuels, which means that it makes fossil fuels cheaper for energy intensive businesses. And it creates a barrier to innovation for that industry. Who's to say that they wouldn't be, if they had to pay this tax on diesel, they wouldn't be trying to research how to incorporate electric vehicles into their machinery and to their vehicle fleet.
They might have become more efficient or more innovative if they had to pay the cost of this tax.
Exactly. And the government actually uses taxes to discourage certain types of behaviour in society, right? We have to pay a tax on drinking alcohol, on smoking, but subsidising the cost of diesel is actually doing the opposite. It's incentivizing the use, and that's why we've included it as a subsidy. And there are actually plenty of other ways that the government can support industry that doesn't link that support to high emitting behavior.
Yeah.
With the fuel tax credit, it has actually been increasing quite rapidly, the amount that we spend on the fuel tax credit since 2000. Mm-hmm. Almost half of it goes directly to the mining industry. and it is forecast to keep rising. So this financial year, it was $7.8 billion, but it's expected that by 2023, 2024, so in a couple of years, it will cost us $8.9 billion. So wow. It will keep increasing if we don't start investing and looking at transitioning these energy and diesel intensive sectors to electrification.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if we do start transitioning, then we will start to see less money spent on the fuel tax credit. Yeah. Otherwise, it will keep rising.
Mm-hmm. And so beyond kind of tax concessions, Eliza, how else does the federal government spend money subsidising fossil fuels?
Yeah, so beyond tax concessions, the federal government funds a range of different programs and projects that collectively received $266 million in the last budget. So, for example, they spent money on the gas-fired recovery plan, which we all heard of, so which is a pool of money that they dedicated to increasing gas supply and infrastructure, and it included investment in exploring gas basins in Northern Australia, the Gas Industry Social and Environmental Research Alliance, so researching gas and mapping gas, and also the National Gas Infrastructure Plan, so all just basically ways to increase gas supply and subsidise gas. Under the JobMaker plan, the government established an investment package dedicated to new energy technologies, so investing in hydrogen and carbon capture and storage technologies.
Oh, we've already wasted $1 billion on carbon capture and storage. I'm delighted to hear that it's getting even more taxpayer subsidies far out. What a waste.
Yeah, absolutely. It is such a waste. And yeah, there was numerous other smaller things like a diesel-fueled storage facility for $203 million. The government's been spending money on trying to upgrade the coal railway in the Hunter Valley, amongst a range of other concessional finance that they offer to the fossil fuel industry.
So it's not just tax concessions, but they're helping out with infrastructure and all these other ways that just make it cheaper for the mining industry or the fossil fuel industry to do business, essentially.
Absolutely. So you and I go to the bank, we get out a loan and we have to pay interest rates. Well, sometimes the gas industry doesn't have to.
Far out. Alia, we've heard there a little bit about some of the other ways that the government is subsidising fossil fuels, but we've been mainly, I guess, talking about the Commonwealth government. And you also spent a lot of time trawling through state government budget papers. So that's where I kind of want to finish up. The research looked at all the different states and how much they spend. Which state came out on top? Who's spending the most on fossil fuel subsidies of all the states?
Yeah, absolutely. We did spend a lot of time going through state budget papers and Queensland, far and beyond, comes out on top. So their total in the last financial year was $831 million, which is far, far greater than the second largest state, which is Western Australia at $135 million. So it's wow. Huge compared to other states.
Yeah, that's massive. Many, many times more than the next biggest state is spending.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Queensland really is one of the biggest subsidisers of fossil fuels.
And so all that money, that's money that's not going to schools, to hospitals, to police, to AMBOs, like money that we spend subsidising the fossil fuel industry, that's money we can't spend elsewhere, right?
Absolutely. It's an opportunity cost. So that's why fossil fuel subsidies are important. Every cent that we spend subsidising fossil fuels is money that doesn't get spent on education or childcare or aged care or any of the other things that we care about and want to fund. And it also obscures the cost of these industries as well. So it makes them seem far cheaper than they are.
Yeah.
And none of the externalities are also factored into these numbers as well. So climate costs and health costs.
Yeah. So that's why our $10 billion figure is slightly more conservative, shall we say, than that IMF figure that Eliza was talking about.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe that none other than Queensland Treasury has made the same point. It said, and I quote, "Governments face budget constraints and spending on mining-related infrastructure means less infrastructure spending in other areas, including social infrastructure such as hospitals and schools."
Yeah, that's right. And when it comes to Queensland, it is mostly dedicated to coal. So almost half of the total figure is dedicated to coal, and that's largely due to Queensland. So almost three quarters of the total funding is because of Queensland's dedication to coal.
Wow.
In addition to oil and gas. And I think Queensland's figure is so high mostly because of their very large number of state-owned energy companies, so coal and gas-fired power stations, coal mines, and also a large number of ports that all import and export fossil fuels, so coal, oil, and gas. And Queensland is the only state where the majority of subsidies are wholly classified to fossil fuels. So as Eliza said, we classified all these subsidies as wholly, primarily, or partly dedicated to fossil fuels.
Yep.
And Queensland is the only state where most of the subsidies are wholly dedicated to fossil fuels. So it's a big one.
Yeah, that's depressing. So I guess to wrap up, is there any good news? Are there any states that are out of the fossil fuel subsidy game?
We trawled through all the state and territory budget papers and we didn't actually find any subsidies in Tassie.
Yeah.
At least not that we could identify. Tassie does have one small coal mine and one gas-fired power station, but mm-hmm. we couldn't identify any subsidies for those industries. And the ACT, we love to pat them on the back. They're doing a great job. If anything, they're incentivizing moving away from fossil fuels. So that's really great.
Excellent. Well, good to hear that there's some good news somewhere. And just to recap what Eliza and Alia have been talking about today, it's Australia Institute research that shows that the government subsidized the fossil fuel industry to the tune of $10.3 billion. And as Alia said, that means in 2020, almost $20,000 was effectively given to coal, oil, and gas companies for every minute of every day. It's so huge, it's kind of hard to wrap your mind around it. Thank you, Alia and Eliza. This episode was recorded on Tuesday, May the 4th be with you, and things may have changed since recording. You can visit australiainstitute.org.au for all our latest research and content, including this fossil fuel subsidies report. We're on Twitter at the Oz Institute with an AUS, and my Twitter handle is ebony_Bennett with a double N double T. Alia Armistead is at Alia Armistead, and Eliza Littleton is at Eliza Littleton. This episode was produced by Jennifer Macy, and our theme music is by Jonathan McFeet from Pulse and Thrum, with additional music from Blue Dot Sessions. Stay safe out there, everyone, and thanks for listening.